Welcome to the U.S. Hong Kong Business Insight Podcast, produced by the American Chamber of Commerce in Hong Kong. I'm your host, Margaret Liu. In this episode, I talked to fellow AmCham member Fiona Fong on her food tech startup, not only Powder, and what she sees in food technology in the future. Hi, Fiona. Welcome to the AmCham podcast. It is our pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, Margaret.
We are very excited to learn more about your new business. And today, it's a good opportunity for us to know more about yourself and your career journey and your new company, not only Powder. So we would like to know, first of all, when did you start your food tech startup? And what makes you establish not only Powder?
That's a good question. So we actually have the idea. So basically me and my brother last year, April. But we really started putting it into test by late August. By November, we successfully launched our first product for trial. And then we officially launched 6 of our products this year, April.
So it's only less than 1 year in the making.
Right. Yeah, just really less than a year.
So what motivated you to start not only Powder? What was the story behind it, etc.?
Well, I wish I can make it really simple, but it's really like a lot of different reasons that triggered me to start NOP, not only Powder. Let me just tell you maybe a couple of like reasons. So okay. First one is I've actually been in startup scene for about 9 years, and I really love problem solving, you know, starting everything from zeros. But this time, I really want to start with something that I can tackle a problem that goes beyond just, you know, this is cool business, this is trendy, but to make a real impact, something that would really make a difference, not just, you know, locally, but globally, and for future generations as well. So this is the first reason. And the second reason is actually also very related to my personal background. So not only Powder is actually my third ventures, I would say. So I started 2 startups before, which obviously I failed, right? But it's not a bad thing. I knew I wanted to do something what is more purpose-driven this time, not just chasing benefits or profits. Because what I'm seeing is I asked myself 2 questions. If I want to start something which I would love to, you know, sacrifice a stable income, what would I do? And what would I do differently this time? So that's why I, you know, look into a lot of global issues. And I was, you know, caught by the issues about food waste, the environmental, and also social consequence. The third reason is a lot of people ask me this. So, you know, food waste, that why you actually have to jump into fruits or veggies, but not the other type of fruits, food, right? Mm-hmm. You know what? Fruits actually play a very important role in my life. So I grew up with a Taiwanese mom. So fruits are a very big deal in my household. There's always a lot of fruits in my fridge. You know moms, right? So that yes. She always, you know, bought more than what we could have. So it's an issue for us, which we always talk about it. So we have fresh fruits every single day. But we're seeing also, hey, this is not just a household problem. It's a, you know, local and global problem that I mentioned. So all these actually connected me with the food waste problem. And then we just start the problem right there. So it's that intersection of food waste and also just simply the love for delicious and healthy fruits.
Very interesting and very inspiring. You know, there's a saying, it's called third time is a charm. Obviously, you have fell forward the last 2 times, and this time business has become successful so far. It's good to hear that you combine the passion that you have and then into something meaningful, not only to Hong Kong, but to the wider global community in terms of the ESG and sustainability and reduce our carbon footprint on this planet.
Yeah, sure. That's what we aim for.
Yes, good. Throughout your startup journey with not only Powder, what has been the biggest challenge for you and how did you overcome it?
Well, we always got asked, you know, what are the challenges we have. I can actually write a list of it, but It couldn't be just one, right? So let me just pick the biggest one. I think it will be the resource and the knowledge gap that we face when it came to scaling our business. Because in our team, we have the expertise in terms of startup operations, we have sales and marketing, branding, design. But when it comes to food production, this is something new for us. So we have to figure out a lot of like unknowns. For example, we recently came to something like food contaminations, or what are the right insurance that we need to obtain in order to proceed for some sort of settlements. So to be honest, we don't know the answers. So I can't claim that we have now completely solved all the challenges that we have, or even the one that I just mentioned. So it's pretty much an ongoing process. So the way we do is, well, definitely we do a lot of like work ourselves by, researching. We also knock on others' doors asking whether you know someone that can solve these problems, the advisors. But we also realize some advisors is also a very unique scenario for them. So which lead to sometimes we have to be very creative to think of whether we can do it in a totally different way, but still within our brand values. What I wanted to say is we're trying to be very adaptive and be resourceful. And also, well, we can't be shy, to ask for help from the others.
Good. Has the Hong Kong startup community been helpful to your business in terms of solving your challenge problems along the way?
No, I think so, especially well, I think one of the best way that when we try to get feedback or whether what we're doing makes sense is to join some, competitions, right? So through those competitions, there are judges, there are mentors that help us, and always they are the one that we approached when we have, questions, and they will try to connect us to the right person.
That's good. It's a rare occasion to see female founders like yourself. We take pride in that, as startup entrepreneur in Hong Kong. Thank you
Right.
for doing this. Fruits are perishable items that have a short shelf life. How did you develop a plan to turn food waste into a business opportunities?
Right. So we initially considered just selling the fruits at a discount price. That was something just put up in my mind when we talk about food waste, because we also realized this is one of the logistical challenge that, those fruit suppliers or sellers have. Their skill set is not like in marketing basically, but then we try to think of how can we make this more effective other than just marketing. So when we look deeper into the issues, we realize that we need to think from a totally different angle. Why don't we just start from the food itself? And what is challenging for us, because as I mentioned that we are not like in food production before, so when we try to think of, oh, what can we do with the food? We did think about why don't we just turn the food waste into, like create and other dishes, selling as a bento, but this is not something new. We also think about why don't we just turn it into artwork, or even furniture. But when we look into the R&D process, we decide not to do it. One of the reasons is we want to do something which is we can show those tractions within a shorter time, so we can prove the concept and proceed faster. So this is one of our strategy we want to take. So that's why we came to, I mean, after observing so many different like possible solutions in the market, we just think, oh, why don't we just go with the freeze-dried one, which we did a lot of experiment, of course, to turn all those ways into different products. From just simply crisps and then into, powder, and then the powder can be used as a different source for creating different fruits and also nutritional drinks. So we did also think about, so other than reducing food waste, what else that we can actually bring it to the table or bring to the audience, right? So that's why we are trying to think of a way, turn them into powder that is offering a convenience and also extending the shelf life for people to enjoyed it, and also making them much more accessible to a wider market. So all this is actually the plan evolved from, simply selling at a discount price to using freeze-dried technology to create more sustainable business opportunities.
It's good to learn that, how ugly fruits despite their low, get to have their second chance and bring it to people's consumers themselves. And the
Right.
concept of upcycle instead of recycling.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
They
pretty
are,
new in Hong Kong.
yeah. Is I think it's a technological breakthrough in Hong Kong and maybe elsewhere, perhaps. Yes. There are 800 million people around the world who suffer from hunger due to numerous reasons, such as food inequity, and then food waste lost during production, processing, distribution, sales, consumption, etc. According to UN's Food and Agricultural Organization, 2.9 trillion pounds of food has been dumped every year. As a food startup, how does not only Powder go about bringing more awareness to the Hong Kong audience about food waste, where most of us take food for granted?
Right, so this is actually, I think, the challenge, not just for like Hong Kong, for the other places as well. We try to also look into the figures and what is the problems that we all know about, like food waste. People talk about it, but why the efficiency or the actions seems doesn't bring as much as what we have done, right? So that's why we believe that simply just asking people, reducing food waste isn't always effective. I mean, even including myself at the very beginning, because we think it doesn't really resonate strongly with individuals, basically, right? They don't feel their, sense of urgency. So to create a lasting change, that for especially for not only Powder, we understand it's very important to add additional values and create a sense of stickiness that encourage people to take action, which is much more practical than just understanding what why there's food waste and what we can do, right? So that's why we emphasize the connection between health and food waste reductions. And we approach this challenge by basically focusing on what the health benefits that our product offer. So by consuming fruit powders, for example, like individuals not only improving their health, right? Easier, just take 5 minutes, but also indirectly contribute to reducing food waste. So we believe that by aligning this health and sustainability, so people can naturally and gradually adapt the practices that minimize the food waste rather than simply having a lectures or just educate them learning at school.
Very meaningful. And looking to the future, would not only Powder go beyond just producing food powder to cultivate a culture of sustainability?
Well, as moving forward, our visions definitely extend beyond producing fruit powder for sure. Yeah. Our goal is always thinking how to maximize the potentials of every single fruit. For example, even now we are trying to reducing food waste by using, banana, right? Well, the skin is thrown away. And we all think, well, one day we hope that we can actually utilize the whole banana to create something else, but well, we're not at that stage now. But for our next goal is definitely expand to vegetables as well, because this is also a huge amount of waste in Hong
Yes.
Kong globally. So what we aim to do is really close loop in the food system, meaning that we collect the food waste, we upcycle it to turn it into valuable products and sell it to the products to companies and individuals. But moreover, we really aspire to channel a portion of our products to those in need. So even like, third world like countries or places, because we understand even when we talk about Hong Kong, there's more than 70% of low-income families can't afford to purchase high nutrition values of food. So
Yes.
this is actually a must-have in our roadmap, basically. And we really want to ensure the accessibility for more people, at least. Our
The
mission is to empower individuals to embrace a more healthy and sustainable lifestyle.
inequity in food distribution is a big issue, not only in third world country, but around the world, and even in developed countries like the United States,
Right.
where many of them, probably millions of Americans suffer from hunger due
Right.
to food inequity. Yeah, so it's a high time for us to bring awareness outside of Hong Kong as well. And since your business is off to a good start and is doing great, do you have any plans to expand your business presence beyond Hong Kong in the future?
Yeah, sure. We're still, learning by doing a lot of new things for us to really test and trial and error. But definitely we are planning to expand to other Asian countries next year as one of our, like benefits of our product is because it's very light, the powder, right? So we can just ship it to different, like countries easier. Also to make our business even more scalable in terms of supply and demand. As you know, like Hong Kong is not just a small market, but we're seeing that maybe there's actually benefits expanding to other countries to create more, like supply in terms of demand there. So this is our future plan, but currently we really want to just focus in Hong Kong to make our improve our product experience, the taste of it, and also the customer service in Hong Kong, so we can successfully extend to other countries next year.
Well, on that note, thank you very much for sharing your insights and your journey with us. It's been a meaningful conversation. Thank you so much, Fioni.
Thank you so much for having me, Margaret.